Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer with TechTarget Storage Sites. This is one of a trio of podcasts in which I'll explore Red Hat's expansion into data storage. Joining me for this discussion is Mark Stamer, president of Dragon Slayer Consulting in Beaverton, Oregon. Mark, can Red Hat bring about mainstream acceptance of software-based storage? In other words, storage software that doesn't require any special hardware?
You're really talking two different paradigms. In the Linux side of it, or the operating system side of the world, you had a customer base that is used to buying software and then putting it on hardware, in x86 especially. Microsoft was, and still is, one of the top two operating systems, with Linux being the second. But you buy the hardware and you put the software on, and actually the hardware vendors are doing it for you. But generally speaking, that's what you do. You accept different support for the software and the hardware. Storage has never been that paradigm when it comes to primary active storage. And I'm going to differentiate between active and passive, passive being secondary, because passive storage, it's a different animal. But in active storage, it's one of those things where the support on the software and the support on the hardware, people tend to want it from the same vendor, not multiple vendors. And it's because storage is a different paradigm. They expect different things from their vendor. They expect that it's going to work. And when it doesn't work, they want one phone call to make, not two. They don't want the hardware guy going, well, can't be us. We work fine. Go call your software guy. Software guy goes, can't be us. Go talk to your hardware. Different paradigm. So I don't see them necessarily in active storage bringing on mainstream acceptance where you'll roll your own, buy the software from us, go get commodity servers and JBODs, and you'll be ready to go. And you'll have a good, solid storage system. I just don't see that happening in the mainstream. Too many things can go wrong with SAN and NAS storage when you do that. If you're looking at it for passive storage, secondary storage, that's already taking place. People are already accepting you can roll your own because it's not your primary data. It's not the data that you're accessing every day, every hour, which you're running your business on. It's typically your backup data, your archive data, your old data. So if you have an issue, it's not an urgent issue. And you can deal with two vendors in the mix, or more than two vendors in the mix. So that's part of the issue why I don't see them being able to turn this into mainstream. And other vendors in the software space have found they get much more success when they work with OEMs, people that are or VARs, that package their software on hardware and take it to market as a storage system.
Do you think Red Hat can commercialize ClusterFS in the same way that it did with Enterprise Linux?
Again, I'm going to separate the active data market and the passive data market, secondary data storage. In secondary data storage, it's a good opportunity for them, and yes, they can. It's a fine product for that, and it will do well in that space. But for primary, they'll need partners who actually package it and bring it to market. So it's shrink-wrapped in hardware. Shrink-wrapped in software in a box in plastic is not a strong market presence. It's not something that most people say, okay, ship that to me. I'm going to buy this hardware and software and then have to deal with the issues that go along with that. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I just don't see it being very likely.
To which vendors and which types of storage will the Red Hat storage model pose the greatest threat?
It will pose a threat to, as I said, secondary storage. So the Isilons of the world, NetApp to a point when they're selling their storage for secondary storage, the second tier of some storage systems. But what you're looking at is they're trying to compete with the object storage players as well. It's going to be competitive to that space, and it comes down to pricing and packaging at the end of the day.
Moving on to OpenStack, do you think Red Hat can do for OpenStack, and especially OpenStack storage, what it did for Linux?
OpenStack Nova, yeah, I would say it can. That's a pretty solid product. OpenStack Swift, which is the storage side of it, and there's also OpenStack Cinder. Cinder is an interface to storage systems. So when we talk about OpenStack storage, I'm going to deal with it from a Swift perspective. Swift is object storage. And it's a pretty weak object storage, and it's pretty unstable code right now. I've talked to a number of users of Swift, and I have not been impressed yet. it may be several years before it's a really strong product. This is different than Linux, too. The Linux open source community was a strong open source community before Red Hat decided to become a distribution for it and support organization for it. Swift, there are a lot of people who have jumped on the bandwagon, but you don't see the stability of the code. You don't see the communities behind it at this point. I don't see where Red Hat's model is going to change that significantly. It needs to become a much more powerful, more stable, more feature function rich product before I would say that their model makes a lot of sense.
To achieve success with OpenStack, what will Red Hat need to do moving forward?
Typically, for open source software to be successful, the code has to be stable, it has to solve real market problems, and it has to have the support of the community, the general community, not just the distributor of it. An example would be Hadoop. Hadoop is very stable. It's got a very solid, strong management around architecting the releases of Hadoop. It's got good community support, and it's got good vendor support. OpenStack Swift has got good vendor support, wouldn't say good community support. Code's not stable, and the management of the open source community needs to become stronger. So if I were a Red Hat, I would jump in with 2 feet and try to control the deliverables, the roadmap, the input from the vendors, the disciplines, which have been lacking. I would be trying to impose that. And I believe they are trying to do that. I give them credit for trying to do that. That's why I say it's not hopeless on Swift, just that it's going to be at least 2 to 3 years.
Thanks, Mark. That concludes our podcast on Red Hat's expansion into data storage. Please tune in to our related podcast with additional industry analysts for alternative viewpoints on the same topics.